AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Nearly 13,000 workers striking at three auto plants in three states as the United Auto Workers Union and the big three U.S. automakers have yet to reach a deal. Priscilla Bell is among the workers who walked off the job and says it's time for higher pay and better working hours.
This is our hard-earned work out here, and you're taking all the credit for it, and that's not fair.
President Biden has sent his acting labor secretary to Michigan to try and hammer out a deal. Federal prosecutor is now asking a federal court for a gag order over former President Trump to limit what he can say about his pending election conspiracy case. Following outcry over a letter he wrote in support of actor and convicted rapist Danny Masterson, Ashton Kutcher has resigned from the board of an anti-child sex abuse organization. Kutcher has also apologized for the letter on social media. Hurricane Lee picking up steam as it heads closer to the northeast U.S. Tropical storm warnings issued from Massachusetts to Maine. This is ABC News. New Mexico's governor moderating her recent order restricting where people can carry guns in and around Albuquerque, as the order has received pushback, including from some in her own party.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's public health order, which banned all open and concealed carry in Albuquerque, came under fire even from her fellow Democrats, who said she cannot pause a constitution. A court has blocked the rule from taking place, but now the governor is modifying her public health order to ban all guns only in public parks and playgrounds.
Where we know we've got high risk of kids and families.
Among those against the governor's original order, the NRA, which has filed a lawsuit. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Representative Steve Scalise returning to the U.S. Capitol this week for the first time since he was diagnosed with a type of blood cancer. The number two House Republican telling reporters Thursday that his chemotherapy treatment is underway and that it will continue while he works in Congress. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillo.